This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A family of three is homeless after a fire in St. Joseph. Classes resume at St. Giles Primary School today. A call has been made for a national effort to stamp out crime in Barbados. Guyana anticipates 350,000 visitors in 2024 amid rapid tourism growth. And Israeli forces shoot three people during a raid on Ramallah. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Three people are homeless after their house was destroyed by fire at Lamming's St. Joseph. Station officer Damien Bain said the Barbados Fire Service received a call about the house fire around 5 p.m. yesterday. He added that they were able to bring the fire under control and no one was injured in the incident.
We responded with two water tenders from the St. John Fire Station and the Archon Fire Station with a total of eight officers. On arrival, they found the house engulfed in flames and they were able to quickly bring the fire under control. A total of three persons are displaced, ranging in ages 40, 42, and 76. They did not suffer any injuries due to the fire, and none of the officers who responded here suffered any injuries during the event.
Station officer with the Barbados Fire Service, Damien Bain. Neighbors recounted how they and others tried to save the house.
The elderly gentleman, Mr. Grosvenor, he knocked. He said he smelled smoke in the house. I went over, and there was smoke coming from a bedroom, but the bedroom door was locked. A number of guys came over. We tried back in the house and removing a couple of things. Unfortunately, we were only able to move a few things.
Everybody thought it was electrical, so they were cautious. They just tried to put water, and they were scared of that, too, because electrical. They did try. The boys, we moved the car. They pushed the car from there. It couldn't start, and they broke the window and jumped in and pushed it down there out of the way. And in no time, it was up. But the fire truck got here really fast.
Neighbors of the fire victims at Lamming's St. Joseph. MP for the area, Attorney General Dale Marshall, has confirmed that arrangements are being made for the occupants. Classes resume at St. Giles Primary School today. When Starcom Network News visited the school yesterday, a number of parents said they had been told to collect their children as teachers were on strike. The Ministry of Education, in a statement, said that while they investigate the cause of the action, students and teachers will be engaged in their usual learning environment. Deputy Chief Education Officer responsible for schools, Glynne Price, will meet with staff today at 4 p.m. to discuss the root cause of the teacher's illness. He stated that both environmental and structural conditions have been ruled out, but they will meet to get a handle on the situation. The statement continued that while the usual staff complement was unavailable yesterday, the school remained open and the students who were present experienced a regular school day. Meantime, the Barbados Union of Teachers reports that several issues raised by teachers at St. Giles Primary School remain unresolved despite numerous attempts to address them. President of the BUT, Rudy Lovell, said the union had previously reached out to the principal of St. Giles Primary School requesting a meeting to discuss various staff concerns. The meeting was never facilitated and many issues remain unresolved. He believes these ongoing concerns from the teachers may be contributing to the teachers feeling unwell. Coordinator of the Group of Concerned Parents of Barbados, Paula Ann Moore, has criticized the Caribbean Examination Council, CXC, for its lack of accountability in a lawsuit by a group of students. In June 2021, High Court Justice Michelle Weeks struck down a claim by students who sought a judicial review of the 2020 CXC exams and 2021 test format. The High Court Justice's ruling stated that the students had no legal standing as CXC is an intergovernmental organization, not a Barbados government authority. The students then took the case to the appellate court. Ms. Moore raises issues with the actions of CXC.
The lawsuit at its core speaks to the accountability of CXC as a CARICOM organization to CARICOM citizens. The legal decision and that of the 2023 Trinidad and Tobago Court of Appeal decision, where both CXC and the Trinidad and Tobago Ministry of Education were chastised by those justices for their actions speaks to a prevailing CARICOM environment where it seems more important to protect the CARICOM entities than to protect the rights to fairness of the CARICOM citizens.
She echoes calls for CARICOM to improve its governance of CXC.
We have long called for over the years for CARICOM to implement an enhanced governance process of CXC, inclusive of an expert, external, independent regulator, this position being endorsed in 2021 by the then Minister of Education, Santia Bradshaw. Perhaps it takes a change agent external to the CARICOM management to see what is clear to the rest of us.
Coordinator of the Group of Concerned Parents of Barbados, Paula Ann Moore. A trade unionist and a community activist are calling for a national effort to address crime in Barbados. The call was made during a national dialogue on crime hosted by the Office of the Opposition Leader. Trade unionist Dr. Derek Allen says young people should get involved in community activities.
A major challenge is how do we get our young people active? Get our young people involved in our communities. How do we mesh the young and the old and the middle aged actively getting our communities strengthened? How our old people over there can't get things done? Young people busy doing nothing? We got to find ways, and our community centers have to become a focal area.
Meantime, community activist Marcia Weeks also wants to see a community approach.
In our communities, you will find a Heights and Terrace here, and then just behind it, there's another, you know, where you can hear the gunshots, right? In Jamaica, I could go to another parish. I could be in Jamaica and never hear a gunshot. It's too close. It's too close. It cannot be political. This is an apolitical issue that needs everybody, race, class, white, black, you know, the Muslims, the Christians, everybody coming together, because it is very, very, very serious.
Community activist Marcia Weeks. Acting president of the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, Isaac Solomon, has pledged the institution's readiness to address challenges in the Caribbean region. Mr. Solomon stated that the CDB now has a better understanding of the challenges of the Caribbean and how they can collaborate to address them. He made the remarks at the closing ceremony of the 54th annual Board of Governors meeting of the Central of the Caribbean Development Bank.
We now possess a deeper comprehension of the challenges we need to surmount in order to foster collaboration that enhances scale and capacity. He outlined the conditions that will enable the private sector to reach its full potential in driving development in the Caribbean. This is a topic that we are treating with high priority and will continue to be a key focus area moving forward. We discussed the situation in Haiti. We were reminded of our collective duty towards not only understanding the complexities of the situation, but how we can contribute to building pragmatic, sustainable solutions.
Acting President of the Caribbean Development Bank, Isaac Solomon. Guyana is poised to welcome 350,000 visitors in 2024, reflecting a significant increase in its tourism sector. According to the Guyana Tourism Authority's GTA Tourism Statistical Digest 2023, the country's tourism industry has rebounded from the pandemic and surpassed its pre-pandemic visitor numbers. Director of the GTA, Cameron Bakash, highlighted in the report that international tourism reached 88% of its pre-pandemic levels, with global arrivals nearing 1.3 billion, as noted by the UNWTO World Tourism Barometer of 2023. And finally, the Israeli military has raided the occupied West Bank city of Ramallah, shooting three people, leaving one man in critical condition. Wafa News Agency reports that Israeli forces have prevented paramedics from reaching the critically injured man, who was wounded in the city's Kodura refugee camp. Israeli military has also stormed a nearby town of Silwad, northwest of Ramallah. Recapping the headlines, a family of three is homeless after a fire in St. Joseph. Classes resume at St. Giles Primary School today. A call has been made for a national effort to stamp out crime in Barbados. Guyana anticipates 350,000 visitors in 2024 amid rapid tourism growth. And Israeli forces shoot three people during a raid on Ramallah. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.